Father, we bow before you this morning because we know it's another time for you to bless us in a new way. Thank you, Lord God, because the entrance of your word giveth life. I ask this morning that you enter into this place in a new way, that your word will come with power and with grace. And I ask this morning that everyone will receive a touch and an impact from you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Put your hands together for the Lord. I want to appreciate God this morning for the success of our 8th anniversary. Yeah, put your hands together for the Lord. And the 9th year has started. And it's a phase of exploits, both as a ministry and for you as member of this ministry, in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, I might not be doing much of preaching. I'll be doing more of declaration. Because the Lord is taking us to a new phase. You know, at the beginning of every month, I always come to you with a message for the month. And the pastor will also come to you with a declaration. But you know, the activity of the anniversary did not allow us to do all that. But that doesn't mean that that is going to be missing. So this morning, the message of the month I'll be giving this morning, and I'll make a declaration to your life in the mighty name of Jesus. And what's the message? It's just a word of assurance. I said, I will not leave you alone. Tell somebody, God says, I will not leave you alone. I want to thank God for the way service has gone this month. And please, I want to plead with you. If anybody is asked to come and take any aspect of the service, always take time to pray and seek the face of God so that you walk in the Spirit. Don't just come here and do what you think you should do. Come here to do what God has directed to do. Right from the time the workers' prayer meeting started this morning, up to everything connected to the opening to the prayers administration, and even the choir ministry, you can see the link. It's as if we gather together to hold a meeting and apportion different parts, and that's to tell you that God is in the service. See, when you are moving to a place of exploit, that's where it's a place of promotion. But you see, exploit is not served on the platter of gold. They are contention of with the promises. There are forces that will rise up against you. There are situations and circumstances that will connive to try to make it impossible. And when you go along, sometimes you might feel weary. You might feel lonely. You might feel tired. And you may want to give up. And at some time when you are in the will of God, God will come and reassure you. So this morning, I am bringing a word of assurance to you that as you are going into the next phase of your life, as you are dealing with one thing or the other, God is saying, I will not leave you alone. I don't know this morning, maybe you have some things you are struggling with. I want to assure you this morning, God is saying, you are not alone in that struggle. Maybe in your place of work, maybe in your home, maybe in your heart, even maybe in the church, you feel so lonely. You know, you can even, let me tell you, loneliness is not lack of people. You can be lonely even in the midst of the crowd, two of us. But no matter the lonely struggle, the lonely battle you are fighting this morning, God is saying, I will not leave you alone. And I want us to take a text this morning from the book of Genesis chapter 28, verse 10 to 16. Genesis chapter 28, verse 10 to 16. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night. Why? Because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for him as his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. Verse 13. To a father. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set upon the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Verse 13. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father, the God of Isaac, the land where thou liest. To thee will I give it thee, and to thy seed. Verse 14. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the south, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Verse 15, where I'm going. And behold, I am with you. I said, I am with you. The Lord said, I am with you. And we keep you in all places. How many? Where thou goest. And we bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave you. Until what? I have done that which I have spoken. Of thee. Hallelujah. Verse 16, where I'm stopping now. And Jacob awoke out of his sleep and he said, surely the Lord is in this place. And I knew it not. Remember, Jacob was going with an inheritance that had been transferred unto him. Do you remember? As it were, he was carrying a generational blessing. But then, on his journey, it was a lot of struggle. He was toiling. He was laboring. He was striving. He was worn out. He was fatigued. He was tired. With the blessing he was carrying, he was almost giving up. Let me tell you, if you want to know how tired, how fatigued he was, how many of you will take a stone and make it to be your pillow? Can you be comfortable? Make a stone your pillow. That will tell you how fagged out he was. You know, at times when you say, I can't sleep. Sometimes when you stand, you are so tired, you can be sleeping while you are standing. True of us. No, when you are so tired, you in the midst of uncomfortable situation, when the nature calls you sleep, for him to take a stone to make a pillow and still sleep up, that tells you he was really fagged out. He was weary. And he put a pillow. Go to that verse 11. Go to that verse 11. Bible says he took that stone Can you give me that verse 11 again? And he light upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. Hold it there. What is the meaning of sunset? Sunset is the time that men retire. 'Figuratively, it's as a time when all effort has packed up. Similarly, when you say, look, I think I've done enough. I need a break. It was at sunset. See, I want to tell some people this morning. Anytime that looks as if you have your back against the wall, anytime as if you just forget and pack it up and leave it and take a break, know that that is about the time where God will show up. And for everybody who is getting to the end of the road similarly in one area or the other, and you see, let me just give up about this. The Lord will show up in your life. I said the Lord will show up. I said the Lord will show up in the mighty name of Jesus. Jacob, at sunset, when it was dark, there was no room again for maneuver. He said, look, it's better I just rest. If you want to know the meaning of sunset, I thank God for what Dr. Tokoji was starting. Was starting the case of Daniel. If you go to the book of Daniel, chapter 6, if you look at what happened there, now we are going coming back to Genesis. Go to Daniel chapter 6. Let's read from verse 13 to 16 quickly. Daniel chapter 6, verse 13 to 16. Then answer. No, first of all, let me point something on verse 8. We know the part very well. Let's quickly look at verse 8 before we jump to verse 13. And now, O king, establish the decree and sing and sign the writing that will not be changed according to the law of the Medes and Persia, which altered not. Now jump to verse 13. I'll explain what I'm trying to drive at. Then answer they and said before the king that Daniel, which is of the children of captivity of Judah, regarded not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times a day. Now, look at the next verse. Then the king, when he heard these words, was what? Saw displeased with himself, and said, he said, look at that. He set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored from when? Till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Verse 16, where we are stopping. The king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spoke and said unto Daniel, thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver you. Know what happened to this king? Daniel had a great testimony ahead of him. He was doing well. The Lord was with him. And there was a conspiracy against his life. God was making to make progress, but then they wanted to exterminate him, just like Pastor was saying when he was leading the round of worship, to take him out of his destiny and squeeze his life out before the promise of God will materialize, and to ensure that the counsel of God for his life will not come to pass. Leaders, they like to be praised. They went to, hey, you are this, you are that. The leader didn't know they were setting a trap. Said, because you are so good, establish a decree
and not under the decree. The decree under the authority of the provision or the statute of the law of Medes and Persia. And any law set under that provision, it means it can never be uttered. Even the whole of Israel will perish. That was the statute. So, but the king didn't know he was walking into a trap. And after they had done that, and Daniel now made a petition to God. He said, hey, the Lord says nobody should ask him because you are the one that be good to all of us. But now this man didn't obey you. When the thought, then the king realized he was in trouble. And the Bible said he labored from where? From morning till sunset. When sunset, what happened? The man gave up. Let me tell you something. Men can stand by you when you are in trouble, when you are sent up to a point, at a point in time, they say, well, I've done my best. The rest now left for God. That's what happened to Daniel. At sunset, many people, you are in certain situation, people have tried for you, but now you seem you are left alone. Nobody wants to bother again because they have done their best. And now you ask yourself, I'm just here alone. At that sunset, at that point in time, that God visits. So at that time that God visited Daniel, when he thought he was alone, but when he got to the fire, what happened? The Son of God appeared. And for everybody who is passing through any tough time today, I decree into your life, the Son of God will appear unto you and will come to your rescue. He will come to help. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go back to that verse 11 of Genesis chapter 28. Let's go back to that verse 11. See, it's at that time that God chose to appear to Jacob. And I'm assuring you, and you are speaking to your life, that God will show. I said, give me that verse 11 again. Now, and he lighted his lamp and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took a stone that place and put him for his pillow and lay to sleep. After he was given all the apple, go to verse 12, sorry, please. Verse 12, please. And he dreamed. And behold, there was a ladder set up on the hearth, and the top of it reached to the heaven. And the angels of God ascending and descending on it. What do you think this means? At that place, when he had given up and was resting, after I was tired, I was fagged, I had done everything he could do. Bible said, a ladder came from heaven. What is the angels ascending and descending? You know, when God has not intervened in our situation, we'll just be struggling and laboring in prayer. But when God intervenes, what happens? There must be spiritual transaction. Angelic transmission. The angels, the ones that are sending, are those who are taking, offloading your bodies and taking it to the throne of grace. The ones who are descending are those who are bringing relief and depositing into your life. This morning, there's going to be angelic transaction in your situation, in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. At this point in time, there was a connection between the first heaven and the third heaven. If you go to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, if you read from verse 2 to verse 5, Paul was talking about the third heaven. Maybe you look at it quickly. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, if you look at what Paul was saying, in fact, I want you to explain this passage in Genesis. Can you just give me 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2 to 4, 2 to 5 quickly. And if somebody can find, you can read. Okay, now it's here. I knew a man in Christ about 40 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell. Or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth such a one caught up to what? To the third heaven. Now let's, And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell God no. Verse 4. How he was caught up into the paradise and had unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. So what am I trying to say? See, there is the first heaven, there is the second heaven, there is the third heaven. First heaven is where men dominate, where men labor, where men make effort. Second heaven is where the spirits. See, the Bible says that when God sent Daniel set his eye to pray, his mind to pray. And for the first day, God said answer. Then what happened? Said the king of Persia will pray at the second heaven. Second heaven is the place of contention that doesn't allow connectivity between the first heaven and the third heaven. Third heaven is the place of victory, is the place of mystery. So what Paul was saying, that I saw a man that left from the realm of struggle on the earth and move again and conquer the disturbances, the interference, the second heaven, and get to the place of victory where there's mystery with God, where there's breakthrough, where there's joy, where there's celebration. So when the ladder connect the first heaven to the third heaven, that's the total breakthrough. But when a man is laboring and there's no and the ladder stop at the second heaven, you just find that the labor continues. But this morning, your ladder will go from first heaven to the third heaven in every area of your struggle. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord is going to connect your labor on earth to a victory in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus. There was transaction. And there was angels ascending and descending. This morning, the angels of the Lord will flood your body and take it and drop at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the angels in heaven will bring the relief from the throne of grace and deposit your life in the mighty name of Jesus. It's when that happens that victories come. That cannot see the result of exploit. That when you can make exploit, otherwise just be ordinary labor. But I'm declaring to your life this morning, God, we connect you. We connect your ladder from the first heaven to the third heaven, to the place of labor, to the place of favor, to the place of grace, to the place of victory. In the mighty name of Jesus. And when you look at that verse 13, go back. I'm going to be referring to that Genesis chapter 28. What I'm saying, other just to explain that passage. Go down to Genesis chapter 28. And then look at that verse 13. The Bible says the Lord stood above it. At the end of the ladder, the Lord stood there. Please change. My time is not for. Okay. I saw time of peace. So God stood on top at the edge of it. And what he's saying is that that place that God has spoke. See, you might think you are alone. When you are walking the counsel and the will of God, God watches over you. His eye does not leave you. And God began to speak. Say that he stood above the ladder. What I'm saying that God watches over. Tell someone God watches over me. Jacob didn't know. You know what was they said? God was in this place and I knew it. No, he thought he was just alone. He was tired. He was weary. He was fatigued. He was sweating. He thought he was just alone because physically he couldn't see God. But God watches over him. And God began to reassure him. And he says something in verse 14, which I want all of us to key into. Go to that verse 14. He says something in verse 14. He said that thy seed and the dust of the earth thou shalt spread above. Thou shalt spread abroad, to the south, to the north, to the east, to the west. What does that mean? I'm going to give you increase. You are going to increase. See, you will spread. Tell somebody, I will spread abroad. Tell somebody, I will spread abroad. Beat yourself, say, in the name of the Lord of hosts, I will spread abroad. All Jacob could see at that time was his labor. He knew he was carrying a blessing, but he couldn't see anything. But God came and said, you will spread abroad. Little wonder, the Bible says in Psalm 71, verse 21, he said that the Lord will increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. That's Psalm 71, verse 21. Say, the Lord will increase. Okay, let's look. Okay, is it here? Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. At that point in time, Jacob needed comfort. Jacob needed a word of assurance. But God then reassured, he said, you will spread abroad. So God is saying to somebody this morning, it doesn't matter the struggle you have been going through this year, or the next phase, you are like the challenge you are waiting or you are looking at ahead of you, the Lord will increase your greatness. The Lord will comfort you on every side. He will comfort you in your struggle. He will comfort your trouble. He will comfort your contention. And he will increase your greatness in the mighty name of Jesus. You see, it is time for us to increase. In this ministry and as individual, this is a time of exploit. Yes, I know we have been laboring. Yes, I know there have been contention. We have been reading and claiming the promises. But many of them have not come to pass. It is time for you to enter your celebration. Because the angels of the Lord, the ladder of God, will connect you from first heaven to the third heaven. And they will begin to celebrate in the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 15, because we are going to pray, verse 15. Look at it again. Look at that verse 15. Can you give me verse 15? Please, I want the media to be fast. And behold, I am with you. And we keep you. In how many places? Let me tell you something. When devil tries to put fear into your mind, just tell him, God is with me. He will keep me in all places. If anybody is threatening your place of work, it's part of the places, tell the devil, God is with me, and he will keep me in all places. In your matrimonial home, if anything is threatening you and buffeting you, just look out straight into the eyes of it and tell him, God is with me and he will keep me in all places. In your department, in your place of studies, if anybody is trying to harass you, just look at the devil in the face and say, God is with me. He will keep me in all places. In your place of business, maybe you have your shop, you have your office somewhere, and maybe people are trying to harass you. Just tell the devil, God is with me. And he will keep me in all places. Please, go back. I want to read that verse. Don't go back. Don't leave it. And we bring you again into this place. For I will not leave you until I have done that which I have spoken of. Whatever promises has given, I want you to know it. Whatever promise God has given you, whatever promise I give you on this ministry, nothing can threaten it. Nothing can take it away. Nothing can take us out of it. I want to ask somebody this morning, are you feeling threatened one way or the other? Do you remember when Jesus asked Peter, to come and meet him on the sea. Peter was threatened and he was sinking. But he cried unto the Lord. Did he sink? Anytime enemy try to threaten you, see, enemy only feeds on fear. When you submit and succumb to fear, that is when they can have his way. But when he threatens you and you cry unto the Lord with confidence and the boldness of what you know God has said that will be with you, he will give way. Enemy threatened Peter, wanted to sink him. But Peter cried and the hand of the Lord stretched forth to him. Any area where it appears you are sinking, this may be sinking your heart, can be sinking anyway, the hand of the Lord will stretch forth towards you this morning. And it's going to lift you up in the mighty name of Jesus. Every area where the enemy is trying to put you down, sink you low, bring you low, that Lord is going to stretch off his hand of power, his hand of strength, his hand of grace, and going to lift you up in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember, the disciples were in the boat and the wind arose threatening to sink the boat. But when they cried unto the Lord, did the boat capsize? I will be with you. Even in the midst of the storms, even when the wind is contrary, I will keep you. Say, until I have done everything that I have spoken regarding you. So let nobody be afraid. Let nobody be weary. Let nobody throw away his faith, because it is a time for God to show up in our lives. And now is the time for God to show up in your own life, in your situation. God connected that ladder from the first heaven to the third heaven to let him know that he has given complete and total victory. Any battle you are fighting this morning, any battle that the enemy is waging against you this morning, the Lord is causing you to rise above it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And finally, what happened? He made that place, he called it Bethel. What is Bethel? It's a place of worship. He made that place, he called it Bethel. Children of God, the time of Esther is time of quality worship. It is time of worshiping in spirit and in truth. When you are immersed in the worship of the Lord, the enemy is in trouble. So don't let anything take you away from the worship of the Lord. The threat of the devil, the fear of the enemy, the contrary wind, the opposing situation, the contention around, don't let them take you away from worship. Because in worship, there's victory. In worship, there's assurance. In worship, there's power. In worship, there's grace. As we step into the new year of this ministry, the Lord is lifting your hand. The Lord is lifting your hand. I say 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 the Lord is lifting your hand. In the mighty name of Jesus, I stand in the name of the Lord and I put a curse upon every force, upon every power that is standing on your way to destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will show up in your situation. The Lord will show up in your life. The Lord will make a way for you where there seems to be no way. In your area of weariness and weakness, the Lord will strengthen you. The Lord will give assurance of his presence in the mighty name of Jesus. God, Bible says the presence of the Lord has fullness of joy. When the presence of the Lord came unto Jacob, there was refreshment of his strength. He had power to go forward. He had strength to move forward. He had grace to really pursue ahead. For everybody who is getting weak and weary, the pressure that shall come into your life, God will give you assurance that the Lord will show and reveal himself to you in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to stand as we sing this song, Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness. That is who you are. And that is what is going to happen. And I want to sing that song with all your heart. And let your spirit connect to the Spirit of God. So that the ladder, God will connect your ladder from where you are on the high where men dominate to the third heaven where there's mystery of God and there's victory. Basanta la bakashanda la Mesa anda kuska ipala ba Prince ke posha papa pasa You are here Unda kaska papa pasa pala ba Blessed every life Kaska pala kaska pala ga I worship you Mama kaska papa papa sha pala ga I worship you Papa 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 santa la bakasha pala You are here Papa papa pasa ka papa papa Randa kaka papa papa ska papa The BOT member to come and join me here, and we are going to declare into your life. We'll just speak a word based on this message. So I want you to begin to pray. Where is your area of struggle? Where is the area you are getting weary? Where is the area that looks as if the sun has set? It's about to set in that department. See, when the sun is set, you close the chapter. When the sun is set, you close that chapter. Which chapter of your life are you about to close it? Even though you are not happy about it, you want to close it. Let me just forget about this and move on. I want you to begin to pray now that God will visit you in that area. I want to begin to pray now. Begin to pray now. Pray now that God will visit you. At that close place, at that difficult situation, at that difficult location, pray that God will visit you now. As we start a new phase in this ministry, yes, mama kas kampaliga retekes kempoligo makas kipa papa ragagas kipo rigagas sandala. Struggle must come to an end. Struggle must come to an end. Yes, you must fulfill the promise. Every threat against your destiny, every threat against the promise of God for your life, every threat that is fighting the purpose of God in your life, the Lord must put an end to it today as we enter into a new phase in this ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus, meseke popo, rekeke skipa, renka sipa, raansa kapashida laba, reseke popo, rakakaka skapapa, rakasa papa simpolia, resika bashada laba. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now the second prayer point I want us to pray is that the ladder. See, when people are struggling, they are still operating between the first and the second heavens. They are yet to break through into the third heaven. That ladder is yet to connect to where the mysteries of God destroy the mystery of the devil and the mystery of man on the first plane. Begin to pray now that God will connect your ladder from here on up to the third heaven where the fear of God is, and you are that's going to be breakthrough. Maska papa pa, ranta kaka skampa shipa, randa kasanta laga. Father, I pray for your daughter in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever be the issue, you visit her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, visit her. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Now begin to pray that God will connect you. Connect your ladder from the earth, from the plane of men, to the throne of grace, and begin to add decree victory, 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 victory. The Lord said, I will be with you. I will watch over you. Yes, until I have done that which I have spoken. Whatever the enemy tries to do against it, it shall not work. Masa papa, because the Lord is with you. Because the Lord is with us. Masa papa, rakaka shipa papa, risaka pasha dalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are going to take this song. Just take it two times, and member of the beauty should come here, and they are going to make declaration to your life from this. One after the other. I said, I don't miss anything. Many people have said, there was no prophetic declaration on the first Sunday. No, you are not missing it. God is visiting you. Pass me not by, O gentle Savior. As you sing that song, I want the beauty man to come here.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior.
Oh, no.
say that, we see there that one more time. Remember, I said in ninth year, ninth is a symbol of completeness, of wholeness. Remember, I told you, there are nine gifts of the Spirit, and there are nine fruit of the Spirit. We are going to pray now that God will not prosper everything that's yet to be completed in your life. There are certain processes God has started, but they are yet to complete. And because it's not complete, you cannot really share that testimony. You cannot really have that joy. You cannot really have that fulfillment. But it's now the time for God to complete it. And that is now that the ministry started in the ninth year. I want to take that song again. After we'll take one more time, the beauty will begin to pray and begin to declare to your life once more time.
Oh, curse me not, O Jesus, Savior.
Yeah, my humble cry.
Yeah, my humble cry.
While all this thou art poor,
while all this
area. where the enemy is waiting. Is any angle where the enemy is waiting. Lord, today we agree together and we launch an attack against the wiles of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we launch an attack as a church against every dart of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we root out all their power. We root out all their wiles. And we release destruction upon them in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus avail for us. Let the blood of Jesus avail for this assembly. Let the blood of Jesus avail for every member. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Father, we thank you, Father, for bringing us to this night here. As we journey through, we say, Father, come into our midst. Father, this night here, we look up unto you. Our help comes from nowhere but from you, Lord. God, cause our feet not to be moved. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, that sleeps not, nor slumber. Oh, God, we pray that thou be our son, be our shield. In the name of Jesus, Lord, release your angels in charge of us, oh God, that they will bear us up in their hands. In the name of Jesus, that this year, oh God, you will comfort us on every side and increase our greatness even in you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that Father, oh Lord, you'll be nigh unto us. Lord, you'll be very close unto us. You draw us closer to your side. You will not pass us by as we call upon you this day. Father, Lord, release your truth upon us. Release your truth upon us. And Father, cause this, your loving kindness and your truth to preserve us. In the name of Jesus, let your truth preserve us. Let your loving kindness preserve us. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we don't ask, oh God, with your tender mercies. In the name of Jesus, that Father, as we step out, oh God, as we come in, oh Lord, we shall be met, oh God, with your blessings. In the name of Jesus, we shall be met, oh God, with your overflowing blessings. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will fulfill our desires. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, as we cry unto you, oh God, because we have known your name. Father, set us on high. Father, set us on high. Lord, set us on high. In the name of Jesus, lift us up, oh God, Lord, with your mighty hand, and cause light to fall unto us in place and places. In the name of Jesus. Father, I say this year, we will dwell in your secret place. Father, we will dwell in your secret place. You will be our Most High. Lord, you will be our God. We will be your people. We will abide under your shadow. In the name of Jesus, you will continually feather us, oh God. And under your wings, oh God, shall we put our trust. In the name of Jesus, your truth, oh God, will be our shield and our buckler. In the name of Jesus, we will not fall. We will not falter. We will not miss it. In the name of Jesus. But Father, Lord, we receive strength. We receive strength. We receive strength. And we go forth to make exploits. In the name of Jesus. We enter into our seasons, oh God. And we begin to have exploits. Exploits. Exploits on every side. Breakthrough from the north, at the north, at the west, at the south, at the east. In the name of Jesus. Father, with your aura of your presence going with us, Lord, we break through. We break frontiers. Lord, we receive, oh God, Lord, that which we have. Oh God, to walk upon our high places as our feet are made than the ants' feet. In the name of Jesus. We are equipped, oh God, with the fruits of the Spirit. We are empowered with the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. And we hold on to this, oh God. Oh God, to lead us on. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father Lord. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen. Jehovah, you are highly exalted above all heavens. The Lord of all flesh, the God of all spirits. We proclaim your majesty, your sovereignty over this assembly again, Lord. Today, Lord, we enthrone you, Lord, in the midst of your people.
We give you all the glory and praise because these are the people of your pasture. Thank you because, Lord, every life here it belongs to you. Everyone is the one that you have labored for. The life that you have purchased with your blood. And by the reason of your blood, the blood that is without any blemish, no stain, no impurity, no contamination. That blood that you use to pay the price for our lives. We stand on this ground in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to make this declaration and proclamation. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you have brought us to the ninth year in this assembly. That this ninth year, Heavenly Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we increase, we enlarge the boundary of this assembly. We enlarge, we command the boundary to be shifted in the name of Jesus. We declare in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ today that every boundary that the enemy has put upon every life, every seal that the enemy has put over every life in this assembly, Lord, today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare that the boundary is shifted. We declare the city, the gate is broken. And we command right now by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all the troops that are barricading and limiting lies today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command this word of the Spirit to slaughter you in the name of Jesus. Amen. All areas of your life where the enemy has determined and decided that this will be your limits, because you have brought us to the season of exploits, today in the name of the Lord Jesus, we command an explosion. We decree you cannot be limited again. You cannot be hindered again. You cannot be prevented again. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every territorial spirit, also wickedness that have been standing against your explosion, against your manifestation, against your progress, against your increase, against your strength, by the name of the Lord Jesus, today we speak and decree that their wall is broken. We command liberty. We command your freedom in the name of Jesus. Enemy that says you will not go beyond what your father did, that you will not go beyond what your community offered to you, the enemy that says you will not go beyond your capacity, today by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree, we command an increase in your capacity. We release the strength and grace of the Lord to expand your capacity, to expand your capacity, to expand your capacity, to expand your capacity in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we declare all that have been limiting the heaven to open unto you, all that have been making you to be struggling in life, to be under the yoke of struggling, under the spell of struggling, hardship, toiling, hardship and trouble, today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that all is broken upon your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, in the power of the Most High God, we speak to every life in this assembly. Whether you are here or you are not here, or wherever you are listening, we decree in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that the hand of the Lord, the power of the Most High God, will lift you high beyond your expectation. We increase your greatness. We enlarge your cause. in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You shall not be small. You shall not diminish. You shall not be reduced. In this 90th year, receive the power. Receive the strength. Receive the grace to over multiplication, to do great exploits. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we receive this expansion for this assembly, far and near. Lord, our borders are shifted and moved in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, as you have spoken unto us in the book of Genesis 28. Yes, Lord, we, Lord, from the east to the west, to the north to the south, Lord Jehovah, Remaka Shikaya, left the right, Remaka Turiabaku Sokeya, Lakatan Doria, Makalia, Rekatayaka, La Maria Bosheke, all the forces that have limited Maya Kurobo Sokaria, we command an explosion to the east, to the outermost part of the world, in the name of the Lord Jesus, to the north, to the south, to the east, and in the name of Jesus, conquering, conquering, exploring, in the name of Jesus, overcoming, reigning, possessing the love of Jehovah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah Father. Thank you, King of Glory. For there shall be greater manifestation of all the gifts of the Lord. We shall live and be fruitful for you. The nine fruits, the gift of the fruits, nine gift of the Spirit begin to manifest in its fullness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We bless you and worship you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen.
If you know this song, just join us as we sing it.
There is not a friend like the Lord Jesus. No.
Heavenly Father, you are a friend that draws closer than a brother. Lord, this morning, some are lonely in their hearts. Some are lonely in their struggles. Some are lonely in their pursuits. Lord, this morning, show up in their situation. In the mighty name of Jesus, Jacob became Israel. We are the Israeli, the spiritual Israelis. When you said unto him that he will spread abroad from north to south to east to west, you are saying he will no longer be limited. You are saying that he will conquer territorial limitations. Because that promise is for Israel, and we are the children of Israel, we are children of the Father. We are joined here with Christ. Every territorial limitation over your people, we break it today in the mighty name of Jesus. Those who are here in this auditorium, those who are connected online, maybe by audio, maybe by Instagram, maybe by YouTube, maybe by Facebook, wherever people are connected to this service, and those who are here, these ones will be lifted above territorial limitations in the mighty name of Jesus. No limited force will limit them again in the mighty name of Jesus. And no limited force will limit this ministry again in the mighty name of Jesus. Every territorial demon, we submit to the lordship of the Lord Jesus, and this ministry will rise above them in the mighty name of Jesus. Every territorial demon, we submit to the Lord Jesus in your life, and you rise above them in the mighty name of Jesus. There are 9 gifts of the Spirit. There are 9 fruit of the Spirit. Meaning, the gift is for power. The fruit is for virtue. Meaning, completion of the physical with the spiritual. God wants the wholeness of life for to succeed physically and spiritually. Every area of deficiency in your life, in our life, in this ministry, whether physical or spiritual, the Lord is going to attend to it in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever is needful for completeness of success, whether physical or spiritual, the Lord will supply to your life, to my life, to this ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. We manifest the gift of God, the grace of God, the power of God, and we exhibit the virtues of God, the conduct of Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we are prayed.